Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 27 for July 27th, 2009. Money well spent.
Welcome to TWiF episode 27. I'm Sarah Lane. I'm a fun girl, but not as fun as my friend Martin Sargent. Hey, Marty.
How's everyone doing? Thanks so much for joining us here on TWiF 27. What does 27 represent? I didn't think this through.
Oh, 27.
I don't
know. Is there
know.
Anything significant about that year?
I don't know, but I will tell you this. Today is National Tequila Day.
Now, okay, I've seen
Do
this
we
around.
Have any tequila?
I've seen the tequila tweets around the Twitter sphere. As much as I like tequila, and I'm glad that at least here in the States, it's National Tequila Day. Apologies to all other countries, that are not participating.
Oh, we do.
Oh, we have tequila. Isn't that wonderful? Colleen,
I'm going to just make up all these drink holidays from now on. Next
Friday,
Colleen
Colleen's going to go get us smoothies.
It's National Gin Day.
Tateo Tequila. Tateo Blanco.
National Absinthe Day in 2 weeks, Colleen.
Anyone had this before? I have not.
You know, Tateo?
Tateo. Does my camera look a little hot to you? Should I just not care about that sort of thing? 100% de agave.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. This is nice. Thank you for reminding us.
Well,
is
it open? Because I don't think that Leo seems to be a little upset that we're opening his expensive bottle of tequila.
Oh, he's fine. He's got lots more of this where this comes. He's got a wine cellar out back. You guys think the cottage is this like little podunk operation? No, sir. No, sir. They've got every kind of liquor you could ever possibly
Have you ever been
want.
To the basement of the cottage?
Well, once. It's and then I cried and Dane finally let me out.
Crazy what's down there.
Yeah. It's like being at Alcatraz.
It's, yeah. But with more like really disturbing people chained up.
The Twit Army.
Sometimes fans will just show up here.
Well,
doesn't go well.
Tequila. It's nice that we have a bottle of tequila just in the room for National Tequila Day. At least it's nearby.
What is
right?
it? Not being opened?
No. This is a proud dry show. That's what we call it.
Okay.
You know, hey, have you ever been to a dry wedding? Boy, those things are unfun.
Yeah,
right?
Really.
I mean, come on.
Do you have to bring a gift to a dry wedding?
I don't even dress up. If I'm not drinking, I'm not dancing, and therefore I'm not wearing a nice dress.
Are there any dry counties around here? There's dry counties where I grew up.
As far as I know, there's not a single dry county in California.
That's why it's the greatest state in the union.
Well, right. That and the beautiful mountains and valleys and oceans. And
well, everyone, if you're just new to this show This Week in Fun. It's a little different than the other programs that you love and know so well here on the TWiT Network. You know, all week long you listen to those shows and, you know, they're talking about the defragging and the partitioning.
And the Windows XP.
Updating the kernels and all that. That's not what we're
all
about here.
The USB thumb drives? No.
Daisy chaining stuff together?
No, Linux.
We don't do that.
Registry hacks?
Free BSD?
Sorry, won't find any of that fun here.
No, that's a different kind of fun.
That's kind of
This is the end of the week.
This is, or the beginning, if you're listening to it
later on.
We're
going to kick back and have a little bit of fun.
We're going to have a good
Martin
time.
Martin and Sarah style.
Right here on this ball.
That's not to say that updating your kernel isn't fun. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Sure, it's fun. I
would say, in fact, it's awesome.
I feel like Martin and I pretty much have the best little gig in the world going here. We no, seriously. Now, hear me out, right? We sit here together, good friends, talking about fun stories that we found throughout the week. We, you know, rib each other a little bit here and there about double booking ourselves or this or that. I do think that sometimes we're a little misunderstood. Am I right?
A little bit.
A little bit.
The best part about the show is we're getting rich.
You know, it's criminal how rich we are. We shouldn't have so much money. No, I think it's very clear that you and I have never and probably never will be really rich people. That doesn't mean that we don't have a lot of heart and a lot of spirit.
You know, it's really depressing when you get your social security statements or whatever, and it like basically lists how much you've made over the past several years. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And they tell you what you could retire with. And,
yeah, exactly. Mine is just like this awful parabola.
It's right.
Like way down here, and then it goes way up, and then it goes way
down. It's a cosine curve if you're in trigonometry.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Really,
it's a really steep cosine.
It's really depressing.
But depressed is not what we are when we sit here in the cottage.
And you know what? We're going to turn that cosine into a sine curve.
Well, yeah. Or what about sine, cosine, tangent? What's the tangent? So sine is...
Tangent is what you're going off on right now.
You know, I think tangent was what I meant. Trig people, I don't want to look at the chat room because I'm sure that they're schooling me. You know, I was very good at math. I was a math major at one point.
It just goes to
show you how well you retain information.
I won't say trig. I say trigonometry. I won't even say math. I say mathematics.
Mm-mm.
You know this about me.
You don't say South by.
No, I will not say Phantom.
What?
I will not say Les Mis.
What about The Con? There's a lot of that going around
no,
this weekend.
The
By the way, we're not at Comic-Con, obviously.
I say the comic book convention.
And we are slightly feeling a little out of the loop.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah, you do.
All
you have to do is look at Twitter for 2 seconds.
I didn't know it was happening
until
two
the tweet
days
started
ago.
Coming. You know what? You know what? The problem.
Have you
is?
Been?
Yes. Many years.
I
ago.
I went with Morgan Webb 1 year.
Was it romantic?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I dressed up like Jughead Jones.
What?
We did like a show from there.
Jughead Jones.
Jughead Jones.
Wow.
I kind of got it wrong.
Well,
I was big into Archie.
Yeah. Oh.
I guess it's
Yeah,
not.
It's different. No, that's very different. But also a comic, so I guess it counts.
Yeah.
Comic-Con, you know what the problem with it is that I was totally fine not going, but now that I see all these people going like, OMG, just saw Johnny Depp, or wow, can't believe who just joined the guild, you know, and things like that, I start getting jealous, and now I realize what a douchebag I must have sounded like when I was at South by Southwest.
Yes.
To all the folks that weren't, you know,
yes.
I'm going to keep that in mind next time.
Yes.
Because it's very annoying.
I would appreciate that.
Mind you, I always use the hashtag, which you could have filtered out. Actually, you can't really.
I don't know how to do that.
But noted. So that's that. It's good to have you all here.
Lots of fine-looking women down at the Comic-Con.
Fine-looking?
Yeah.
Right?
Hotties.
There's some hotties. Well, you know, isn't it sort of one of the big things to do is like dress up like Princess Leia, you know, and walk around and get your picture taken with little dudes.
Hotties.
Yeah. I think that there are some women I would like to see in the iron bikini more than others. Just throwing that out there.
Princess Leia. Princess Leia.
Have you heard about this neat thing? It's like a little, this is like not, we hadn't even talked about this before. It's like it's a website that has the entire Star Wars Episode 4 A New Hope broken down into 15-second increments.
I've seen this.
And you can choose to recreate, shoot it yourself, one of the 15 seconds. Then when it's all done, the movie, you know, they'll splice it together. It's like some sort of a Vimeo project because you had to I of course picked a Princess Leia scene because I've been told once or twice, you know, that I look like Carrie Fisher back in her better days.
The only thing that you had in common with Carrie Fisher is you both had drinking problems.
Listen, I look a little like Princess Leia. Just give that to me, okay? It's one of my claims to fame. That would have been a nice lame claim to fame, by the way, on Trending Topics the other day. But anyway, I picked a Princess Leia scene, and then it turns out that until you're done with the scene, until you've actually uploaded it, other people can also say, okay, I want that scene. So then it's like a race to the finish line. Who's going to be done first? So
only one person can complete one scene?
Oh, yeah. You can only have one scene if you're going to watch the movie.
Oh, I see.
In linear.
And then you just piece it together. But there could be multiple.
There can be multiple people who say, I want this scene. But the first person who uploads it, and I guess guarantee, you know, granted there's nothing wrong with the file, that's it. So if you've said, I want that scene, and you just sit on it, it's not,
so
you
wait,
know, nothing's going to happen.
When you do the scene, you like do the scene like...
Like you recreate it.
You really recreate it.
Well,
like,
I mean, you're not going to get on the Millennium
Falcon. Who's
going
to do like the scene like where they're in this sewage trash compactor?
That's the scene I chose. That is the scene I chose. I'm not even kidding.
How are you going to shoot that? You go in the basement of the Uptown?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think it matters. I think the point, you know, you just maybe get a garden hose and you wrap it around yourself. It's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be campy. Anyway.
I want to recreate. Does it have to be just Star Wars?
Or
could I do
yes.
Han Solo and Carbonite?
No.
All I have to do is go like this.
No, that's a different movie. You're not listening. What I wanted to do was to try to get you all excited about it so we could have a 15-second scene in the final movie. By the way, you can do up to three scenes. But you can't obviously
You're
have...
You're making me real excited about this.
Well, I guess I like Star Wars a little more than somebody.
I've never seen it.
Stop that. There's no way that's correct. Are you serious? Are you admitting that?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen
Just
Star
like
Wars?
I went to see Wicked the other night. I had no idea it had anything to do with The Wizard of Oz.
You're such a liar.
And I've never seen The Wizard of Oz, so the whole thing was lost on me. It's like all these, like, the Scarecrow and, like... witches and flying monkeys. It was all nuts.
Yeah, you already said this on Twitter.
The
that joke's tired.
Nuts. None of these people follow me on Twitter. Martin Sargent.
Martin gets this funny little gleam in his eye when he's making up one of his stories, so I can always tell. And now you can too.
All right, Wicked Witch of Petaluma. Let's do the show.
Okay. So what is up first? Something.
Something.
Something that could be very unfun for a few astronauts, apparently.
For 13 astronauts.
Wow.
This is sort of the perfect story for this program.
Well, okay.
Somebody did it this time. Somebody broke the toilet on the space station.
Oh, God.
It's got to be one
Not
of them
again.
Russians. It's got to be one of them Russians.
So, wait a second. When a toilet breaks on the space station, is it clogged? Did somebody have,
a
particularly large meal earlier?
There's a big group up there right now. There's 13 guys.
Yeah.
13 people.
Uh-huh.
Men and women. And one of the two toilets on the space station is busted. So 13 people are sharing the same bathroom, right? And they're afraid that what might happen is they might have to go back to the Apollo. 15 people, somebody says? They might have to go back to the Apollo days where they used to have to, like, just, you know, drop a deuce right in a bag.
See, now that is
and you know,
a
that's
real gotta deal
be crazy.
Breaker.
In zero gravity?
A real deal
I mean,
breaker.
All of a sudden, like, some Russian guy's, like, turd just smacked, like, do-do-do-do-do.
Well, I mean, I think you could probably work something out with a bag where it's not going to be flying away. But that is, there's just something a little humiliating about the whole, you just want a toilet. Although
it's, and you know, this toilet should not break. This toilet
it
cost,
certainly shouldn't.
It was $19 million
of
for this toilet.
Of all the problems plaguing these poor people down in Florida, you know, weather and the tropical storms and this and that. They're finally up there. And now the toilet's clogged.
Get
Thanks
me out of
a
there.
Lot.
Any of these people,
Great.
I've said it before, anyone who spends $35 million to go up in space is nuts.
Well, you know...
I don't want to go up there.
Well, I certainly don't want to
and if I do,
spend money
I mean,
to have a faulty pot.
I have two toilets in Casa del Sarge.
Yes, you do.
And one of them broke recently.
Uh-huh.
And that was a big inconvenience.
Well, why? You only have one orifice.
Two people living there.
Oh, well, okay.
I like to have my own bathroom.
I understand
that. One is upstairs, one is downstairs.
So you take the upstairs.
I take the upstairs. And then, you know, the downstairs one was broken. Yeah, Molly did it.
Well,
and let me say
I'm sure she's really happy that you
I got a little bone to pick with you, Bronny.
Who's Bronny?
Bronny, the paper towel people.
Oh, that
That
Bronny.
Stuff is too Bronny.
He's a handsome dude, that Bronny.
It's a real problem because...
Bronny man.
Oh, it's so... The Bronny, Bronny paper towels are so strong now. So strong that, you know, you run out of the toilet paper. You've done this, I'm sure.
What?
You run out of toilet paper.
And you got to use the paper towels.
You bring in the Bronny.
Happens every month.
You bring in the Bronny.
Well,
course.
No, I don't use Bronny paper towels. I use Whole Foods recycled paper towels.
Well, great.
They don't have bleach
in them.
I thought
I was being like a good guy. I went, I paid like $2 extra for the Bronny.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff just destroyed the toilet.
Well,
backed up for weeks.
Let this be a lesson to you.
Had to go to Center Hardware and buy a snake.
Well, because that toilet paper or that those paper towels are they're it's like when you use what is it when it makes the clothing soft?
Fabric softener.
Not necessary. It's just a bunch of chemicals. Don't use it. Stop it. Save yourself some trouble.
I use it.
Well, you shouldn't.
You know what that stuff's really good for?
For killing wildlife.
It doesn't happen anymore because
that's what.
Thankfully, there's a smoking ban at bars in
yes.
this state.
Yes.
But back in the day, when you would go in there and, you know, it was just
people were smoking.
Blooms of smoke. Uh-huh. And you walk out and your clothes would reek.
Uh huh.
You could just put those clothes, they're clean though, they just smelled bad.
Uh-huh.
You could put your shirt in the dryer with a few dryer sheets.
That's not fabric softener. Dryer sheets are different.
What are you talking about?
Fabric softener you actually put in the wash to make the clothes softer. But it's like a chemical thing, and it's not good for the environment.
Sorry.
I'm going to put on my green hat for a second and tell you all that you don't need it. If you want your clothes soft, all you have to do is fluff them. I don't even really dry my clothes half the time.
I pay people to do that stuff.
You pay people to wash your clothes for you?
Sure.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? So, what's next?
I don't know. Are we done talking about the problems with space
Well,
poop?
You know, the space station...
Because we could go on and on about
here's
that.
Here's the thing. Here's how I feel in a nutshell. I kind of go, you know, you're in a really confined, claustrophobic environment, as far as I'm concerned. I'm a bit claustrophobic, so this whole space idea is... Probably doesn't appeal to me as much as the next guy, but you're up there, things start breaking, you're in a bit of a pickle, people. Bit of a pickle. You chose to go, you're going to have to poop in a bag, perhaps. I mean, what else is there to say? Too bad, things break.
It's terrible.
I mean, at least, you know, at least they can get home, okay? Could be worse.
Well, I don't know.
What's a little pee going to do?
I'm not worried about the pee. I'm worried about space turds. There's no gravity up there. Say, you ever see someone getting out of somebody's hand?
All
up there?
Right.
It's like
okay.
Flies across.
Yeah. You know, it's like, okay. You know what? I was going to say something and I thought that everyone would think that we had gone too far. So. See, it's the new me. I rein it in. And I
you
say,
what I would
no,
do?
No, I will not say that awful thing.
You know what I would
no,
do?
Not
no,
not today.
No one's looking.
What?
I'd still use that broken toilet.
You would only make it worse, and everyone would know.
They wouldn't know it was me.
Yeah, they would.
I'm smooth.
Ugh.
I mean, there's a line in the other one. There's all these Russians in there. Forget about it. I'm
Stop
going-
being so racist against Russian people. What's the problem? What'd they ever do to you?
They broke the toilet.
They provide wonderful vodka for sustenance and for strength. Vodka is medicine.
I love the Russians.
Da.
I love Russian literature.
Da. Da.
Greatest authors ever.
Besides Americans.
Americans.
America.
All right, let's switch gears.
Yeah. Here. So sorry about the toilet, everyone.
I would
let's hope for the best.
I could keep talking about that for hours.
Yeah, it's good times.
Well, now you're going to accuse me of being racist because the Japanese are at it again.
it's okay. We're doing our around the world thing.
We're doing around the world.
We started in space. Now we're landed in Japan.
So the Japanese, they got a lot of quirks over there.
Sure do.
And here, this one.
I think we can all agree with that.
This one just, I found this astounding. So there's a train station over there. It's a very hectic train station. Mm-hmm. Shinagawa Station. It's in central Tokyo.
Okay. What's going on?
I don't know. Probably millions of people go through this station every day. It gets really hectic. So they want to make sure that the customer service, 250,000 riders pass through there. They want to make sure that the customer service is really top notch. A happy face can go a long way for these people in this hectic station.
Which is, I can get on board with that.
Sure.
Customer service is very important.
I can get all aboard with that. So what they're having the people do, they've come up with this new gadgetry computer thing. It's like a webcam, and you go in front of a computer, and you have to practice smiling.
Before you go on
before
to your shift.
Before you go on your shift.
Because...
And it'll give you a rating of like 0 to 10 on how good your smile is.
Because if your smile's not good, then there's really no point in even going to work, because you're just going to upset everybody. And I have to say, Japan, for once... You make
I'm
sense.
I'm sorry. Score between 0 and 100.
Oh. So what do you...
So this woman, she did it, and she got a 70, and I guess that was pretty good.
It's a C-, but you're passing.
It's crazy.
Know. It's really weird. Should we roll this video?
Is there a video?
Yeah, there's a video. Yeah.
I didn't look at the video.
Well, let's play it.
A railway company in Tokyo wants its employees
to
smile.
Going to be too long of a video.
And it's scanning
faces. Well, she better try a little harder. Sure.
You might call this device the smile detector, scanning how broadly each employee smiles by calculating the curve of their mouth.
I don't want to see those
teeth.
Okay, wants
employees that's enough.
To use it before they head to
you know what? This is a question that this does not apply to Japan. It applies to several other affluent countries. You know where I'm going with this. Why?
I don't.
Why is it that in many countries where you know people, it's not necessarily that they don't have the money. Do they not fix the teeth? The UK, also another place. I mean, some people do, but it's not like here where most everybody, if you need braces, you get them.
Well,
you know, we got good teeth
some
here.
Some people are a little crazy about it, too.
What are you looking at me for?
Because
I like a good smile.
With the Invisalign, you're a grown woman.
Yeah, who wants nice teeth.
Excuse me, beautiful teeth.
My face is my livelihood. You've got okay teeth. They're pretty
right.
nice.
Half of them are fake.
Well, okay.
Knocked them all out in drinking-related accidents.
But okay, all right. So instead of having missing teeth or all rotten teeth, you know, you do what you got to do. I just wonder why some, it seems to me that there are certain countries where just the emphasis is not there to have pearly whites. And that's why you can see Americans a mile away when you're abroad. Yes, they have Tevas on as well.
Yeah, and fanny packs, and they're
really
the whole,
loud.
They're taking up the whole Champs-Élysées.
But they've got their nice Texan smiles.
This is a delicious smoothie.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Every week when we eat, people complain that we're smacking our lips
you
into
do.
The microphone. Well, I'm trying not to, so I want everyone to know that I hear your call.
You know
and
who
I'm
could
responding
use
to
some
it.
Smile training?
Some smile training?
France.
I got a good smile.
France. They could really use some.
A sour bunch. Whew. Those French. What's up in France?
France.
Where's that France?
Let's go back to. Let's go to China now.
Okay.
Can I go to China?
Yeah, I really do.
I don't know why this was published in Russia today, because it happened in China.
Well, Russia and China. Are, you know, they share a landmass. I think they care. They care about each other, certainly.
You've been playing too much Risk.
No. Russia and China are very important to each other.
Yeah. Go attack Kamchatka.
All right.
Via Irkutsk.
We're in China. Now what do we do?
Now we're in China. Here we are.
Here we are.
Hey, Leo. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, we're in Beijing. We're all here together.
If I didn't know any better, mm-hmm. I would think that this was true or poo. And I would probably say poo in this story.
I would have said poo.
This is nuts.
If I didn't read the article with my own eyes, I would have said, that's stupid.
We're not playing true or poo today. Decided we're not going to play it every week.
Well, I think that it helps people be more excited for when we do play it.
Exactly.
Otherwise, there's a lot of gaming.
It's like Saturday Night Live didn't have a church lady every week.
No. Yeah, but when they did,
people hungry.
Boy, did people laugh.
Yeah.
Brought down the house.
My point.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to China.
Okay.
A young Transformers fan in China has been drinking gasoline for 5 years, trying to become a valiant fighter like Optimus Prime, the West China Metropolis Daily reports.
We don't make this stuff
14-year-old boy. I guess he's been doing this since he was nine. The town of Yibin, which is in Sichuan. First saw the animated saga about robots from outer space able to transform into vehicles, electronic items, or weapons when he was 9 years old. He was so impressed that he began drinking fuel on a daily basis to, quote, obtain energy and become a mighty warrior like the Transformers.
Well.
True or poo?
Weirdly, I know this to be true.
Well, who knows if that's true? Because would you not die?
Well.
From drinking gasoline?
You know, you hear about stories of people drinking all sorts of weird stuff.
Yeah, but.
Especially.
Gasoline is caustic.
Well, I mean, so is rubbing alcohol.
All right,
that people
in the chat
drink
room,
when
run out to the garage right now and drink some gasoline.
No,
and
do not do that.
Report back on.
Martin's joking, but somebody will take that seriously and we'll be in a world of hurt. liabilities. Don't need them. Drinking gas. Here.
What if this kid, everyone trying to smoke?
Not everyone, but a lot of people do. There's a lot of smoking,
kid,
a lot of spitting
kid, this
too.
This like, oh God.
Oh, the spitting.
What is it with, you know, you walk into, even in Chinatown, here's the old man, the snot rockets.
I know the answer. Know?
Ooh, they'll go right on your shoes.
The answer is that in Chinese culture, you know, they do the acupuncture. They have a whole different medicine philosophy.
I do acupuncture.
Well, listen,
Snot rockets.
My point is that they treat ailments a completely different way than we do. And one of the beliefs is if you feel like you got something to spit up, spit it up. Get it out of your body. You know, if you got snot, get it out of your body. It's not doing you any good in there. It's waste. You want it out so that you can cleanse yourself.
Yeah.
That's really the truth.
Okay, but you blow your snot on my shoes. How's that helping me?
No one's blowing their snot on your
shoes. I've had snot blown on my shoes.
I think that was a happy little accident. Actually.
There was nothing happy about that.
Well, it was an accident.
I was on my way over to Chef Gia.
Where's that?
Next to House of Nanking.
House of Nanking was hopping the other night.
It always is, because it's listed in every guidebook as like the best Chinese restaurant in San Francisco.
But it's too much. Who wants to wait 30 people deep?
I'll go to Nanking on the freezing San Francisco summer street. All you people, crazy.
You'll say that?
Go to Chef Gia right next door.
And will they? It's like Jerry Maguire. Who's with me?
You know, the story is that the guy who runs Nanking and Chef Gia are brothers, and they became mortal enemies.
No.
And they opened up these shops next door to each other.
Stop it.
No, this is true.
It's true.
Chef Gia, he's like.
Is it X-I-A? Is that how you spell Gia?
No, J-I-A.
Oh.
But the guy, he got caught in this guy's stare. It's like. He's like Darth Vader, or like the Emperor. He's scary. He's a scary guy, but he's a good cook.
I mean, is he nice? Is he like soup Nazi-ish?
Steven Gia.
I'm sure he's watching. Steven, hello. It's so nice to have you here.
No, he's not nice at all.
He's not nice?
No. He's a horrible man.
Here's the thing. Well, you know, I just got done saying how important customer service was for me. I guess it depends. It depends on how good the food is. If the food is good enough... You can go ahead and be a jerk to me, as long as I can eat well.
I think I might want to go to Chef Gia tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Going down to the North Beach? Maybe put a dinner jacket on?
Perhaps.
One of your shiny pairs of shoes?
Oh, here's a little restaurant tip for you folks.
All right.
Saha.
Ah, the Saha. You went there before Wicked the other night.
Went there before Wicked.
It's
wonderful.
It's in the Carlton Hotel. In San Francisco's glittering Tender Knob district.
It's like Middle Eastern fusion.
Fused with what?
Yeah, it's got like some California flair.
Aha, yes.
Great.
Sometimes I feel like people say fusion and they don't know what the fusion is.
I don't know what I'm talking
fusing
about.
With.
Anyway, Saha SF. That's the URL. Check out this menu.
S-A-H-A. Saha.
SF.com.
I like I like the name of it. I like Middle Eastern food, and I like vegetarian fare. So I think that this is the place mm-hmm. for me.
And they have a lot
maybe
of
maybe I'd have a nice too. Gentleman take me out to Saha SF one of these days.
When you meet the nice,
should be so lucky.
When you meet the right guy, do yourself a favor, have him take you to Saha.
Okay. Noted. Will do.
This next story, Sarah.
Well, where
I don't even know how to start.
Where are we going in the world, by the way? We're leaving China. We're going to the UK, right?
We're going to the UK.
Okay, the mother country.
We're going to the UK.
Okay, all right, just want to make sure.
This story is going to really... I don't know where to begin.
This story, in many ways, is not what we would call fun. However...
But there's something...
It's worth pointing out.
There's something about it that's...
that's just gotcha.
You really can't pass over a story like this.
No, you can't. And there are a lot of little details that are important.
There's just a lot to it.
Yeah.
So where
take
do we start?
Take it away.
Christopher Monks, 24.
Uh-huh.
24-year-old Englishman.
Uh-huh.
Adopted. Decides that he wants to kill his adopted parents.
Okay. So he's a bad kid.
He's a bad kid. But not only that, then he meets this guy named Sean Scars in a furries chat room.
So these, of course, are
these
people
guys,
who are,
they
get aroused by the idea of being in a costume that looks like an animal.
These two gentlemen are bisexual furries.
Furious furries.
Okay.
So, but just in case people don't know, it's dressing up like in a panda suit.
Anthropomorphic.
And you would find me much more attractive.
Right.
Like, if I was in a panda suit, like you're having relations with an animal.
I used to be in the furries, I was General Goose.
I think I would probably want to be in a panda suit.
Yeah.
If I was into furries, which I'm not, but pandas are really cute.
Anyway,
or raccoon. Raccoon would be my second
We're
choice.
Just getting started with this story.
Yeah, okay. So met a guy in a furry chat room.
Met a guy in a furry chat
room. They hit it off.
They hit it off.
Yeah.
Christopher wants Sean to kill his parents while they slept. And then, after he kills his parents, he wants Sean to bite his penis off.
Himself. So he says, kill my parents and then remove my penis with your teeth.
With your teeth.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I feel like I'm keeping up so far.
You sure?
Barely. But okay.
So
Sean's got some issues.
So they're playing computer games.
Okay.
And they decide this is a
like a World of Warcraft kind of a thing. Some role playing, probably.
They're playing computer games over at the guy's house.
Okay.
Where the parents live.
Pick up sticks.
The parents finally go to bed. The one guy leaves, comes back with a kitchen knife, goes up to kill the parents. Somehow, the parents wake up.
You just reading this for the first time?
No. It's just so convoluted.
Parents wake up.
Parents wake up.
They
the,
say
the mother
no way.
Grabs a stick and hits the guy with it, but the stick breaks.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they foiled the whole thing.
That's your story? I thought it was going to get awesome at the end.
It was awesome all the way through.
Well, it was awesomely frightening.
And no penis was ever bitten off.
Well, okay. So
this is the kind of crime you probably don't want to go to...
You know what's fun about this story?
You're going to get beat up.
That momsers saved the day.
She didn't really. She hit him with a stick and the stick broke. Oh, you know what? Over in England, they call a cane a stick.
Okay.
So maybe that.
Your story started off so strong. It was like on two steel legs, and then it just kind of petered out. No pun intended.
I don't know. I thought it was a pretty strong story, start to finish.
Well, but
it took off at a gallop and never stopped to take a breath.
You know what?
It was a juggernaut of a story.
I will give you that there were many elements, many different players. Boy, were there a lot of moving parts in that story. I'm glad that the parents are okay. You know, hopefully she was able to beat him off with her cane. But that is very disturbing indeed. Why would anybody... what? This guy was just like... He just needed to, like, take some sleeping pills and chill out. No? It's very not fun. I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Wildly depressed.
Father said in a statement, we have no doubt that Christopher did not intend to go to this extreme. There is no one in our closest circle of friends who is not shocked at what has happened. Oh, really?
I think it's pretty shocking, any way you slice it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he just needed some medication.
Plus, with the bad teeth over there in that country, you don't want those chompers coming down on your Johnson.
I feel like this is one of those things where it's like, I don't mean everyone has bad teeth. I just think that there is more of an occurrence in some other countries. But maybe Americans are just crazy. I mean, I'm one of the only people I know who hasn't had their teeth lightened in the last year. Could use it, probably.
Yeah, I got to do another whitening.
A little whitening.
All right, so you didn't like my story. Well, let's see. Let you do the next story, and let's see if you can top the bisexual furries killing their parents.
They're not furries.
Killing their parents biting off penises.
They do have
Go ahead and top fury. That. Go ahead and top that story.
Well, all right. Okay. This is a story, admittedly, has already received a bit of attention. So there's this girl who was searching the Facebook, as one does, and she decided to search for her own name. Her name is Kelly Hildebrandt. Many of you know where I'm going with this. And it turns out that not only did she come up, but so did this other Kelly Hildebrandt, who was a man. Not her at all. Not even a woman. And she kind of went, hey, that's kind of neat. So they sort of became friends. Internet friends, you could say. Chat rumors, buddies. What are you sitting back there all upset about?
Oh, I'm not
you don't like the name Kelly Hildebrandt?
I'm not upset. I'm just watching you try to make this boring ass story exciting.
Turns out, well, this is fun, is what it is. I know what good content is for the show. Turns out, Kelly Hildebrandt girl and Kelly Hildebrandt boy like each other, and they like each other so much that they're getting married. Now, Kelly Hildebrandt would be Kelly Hildebrandt Hildebrandt or Mrs. Kelly Hildebrandt, who was married to Mr. Kelly Hildebrandt. Or she's Mrs. Kelly Hildebrandt Hildebrandt Hildebrandt.
Done?
I love it. And the thing is, it's like, look at these people. They're beautiful. Those are good-looking people, right?
Okay, chat room. Which story was more exciting?
Well, exciting is not
Kelly Hildebrandt or bisexual furries killing parents biting off penises.
Martin,
please
come on. Listen, you had your fun. Now I'm having mine.
Yeah, Martin's story. Fatwa. That's for the win.
The only thing I'm worried about here, and I really hope the best for these cute kids. I mean, they really are cute. She's 20 and he's 24. Do you think that they're a little impulsive to be getting married? It's kind of young.
They're Christians.
Well, so? I mean,
well, so?
So? Because you're Christian doesn't mean you're any older when you're 20.
If you believe that you're going to burn in the lake fires of hell for having premarital sex, it might cause you to get married.
I see. Married, yeah, the waiting. The waiting is the hardest part.
Not that there's not the a tremendous number of teen pregnancies in the Pentecostal church in this country.
Part. You know what, Martin? Way to rain on my parade. I thought it was a great story.
It was cute.
It was cute. I mean, Kelly.
Who do you think you are, Meredith Vieira?
Kelly and Kelly. You know, if I had to be anybody on the Today Show, I would be Matt Lauer. He's the smartest. I am the smartest.
I think Meredith Vieira is wonderful.
She's okay. She's a little bland.
She's a
for
real
me.
Class act.
Sorry, Meredith. I
real
know you're
class
watching.
Class act.
She's a nice woman.
Matt Lauer took a swing at me once.
I think Matt Lauer just has got that panache that I respect in my field of investigative journalism. So.
You think Matt Lauer is a journalist?
I think I am. That's for
really
sure. No, not at all.
Well, you're not going to win a Pulitzer for reporting on the Hildebrands, that's for sure.
I thought my delivery was a lot better than yours. You were reading the story as you told it.
Well, my story was a lot more complex.
But it didn't. Your story was
this guy and this girl had the same name and they got married.
But it's funny.
Fun.
It doesn't happen that often, Martin. It just doesn't happen that often.
I would love to marry another Martin Sargent.
It's a Facebook miracle.
I could that be great?
Another Martin Sargent?
Mary Martin Sargent.
It's funny. Well, see, our names, you got to be a Kelly or a Chris or a Pat or a Jesse.
There's some girls named Marty.
Well, but they're usually Martina.
I don't know.
Tennis players.
Yeah.
Marty's.
I used to have a thing for Martina. Never told her that.
If only the feeling were mutual. Mm-hmm. You guys could really have gone far together. Mm-hmm. The two of Martin and Martina.
We could have played some great doubles.
I don't think I'm going to run into any men named Sarah anytime soon. Please correct me if I'm wrong, all the male Sarahs who may or may not be watching the show. Actually, if you're not watching the show, then you wouldn't know to correct me. But maybe you'll be listening later. How about that?
Maybe there are some other cultures.
I feel the light is very harsh. On the old Lane noggin.
You don't look good.
I don't feel good. Well, you know what the thing is? Can I just say, my nose was broken many years ago.
Really?
And,
is that the explanation?
Well, see this? It's like bone. Anyway, I probably should have gotten it fixed. Never did. And it's very asymmetrical, which really doesn't bother me, except in certain light, I feel that it's magnified, and it just makes it look sort of bulbous and like a football player.
How wildly crooked your nose is.
It's very crooked. It's embarrassingly so. And now I'm too old. I can't get a nose job because it's weird.
Oh, you would get a nose job.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know that I would.
I guarantee you, you would do. Have you ever gotten Botox?
No.
Would you? Yes, you would.
I don't know if I would or not, but I haven't now. Botox and nose jobs are different. I mean, a nose job could completely change your face, and then you're screwed if you don't like it. I don't know. It's just too much. It's too invasive. Too invasive. I have an asymmetrical nose.
Here's
what are you
the
gonna
other
do?
Thing.
What
you're
are you gonna
so
do?
Vain.
What's that?
I've never noticed that your nose is crooked. Just joking.
A lot of folks.
Now I'm never gonna be able to look at you again.
A lot of people over the years have said derogatory things about my nose.
Ooh, Soldier Guy says you're really cute.
Oh, thanks, Soldier Guy. You're cute, too.
Soldier Guy.
Ow. Was Sarah's nose broken in a bedroom-related accident? No. I was like five. It was many years ago. You know what it was, actually? You want to know? You know those like plastic swings that are like in the shape of animals for children? You know, like you put a kid in and it's like a rooster and it's like, I'm in the rooster swing. I was pushing another kid in one of those swings and they're like, you know, they're hard. They're made of plastic. And it hit me in the face. And the rest is history. But enough about me. Martin, would you like to know, if you're not crazy about Kelly Hildebrandt, would you like to know?
She's pretty cute, actually.
And so is he. They're good looking. They're all American, for sure.
It's like an Abercrombie and Fitch ad.
I mean, look at these
without
people.
Without the orgy.
They're adorable. Look at them. Kelly and Kelly.
Oh.
Zoom in. They're beautiful. Just gorgeous. They almost look like people I know.
I'd join the church for that.
Yeah? No, you wouldn't. This next story is... This is one of those... The next story is one of those stories that, again... It could seem on the surface as though we're making fun of people. However, it wouldn't. It's not making fun of them because, okay. So it's all about, I'm sorry. It's all about people who have very unfortunate names for their particular profession. Are we all clear on the premise, Martin?
I don't get it.
Are you even part of the show?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm borrowing Colleen's little computer here, and it's giving me problems.
You're looking at the chat room. I can see what.
Well,
you're
I'm
doing.
Trying not to. I'm trying to open up the story.
Well,
you open it up.
All right.
You open it.
Without further ado, people who have unfortunate names for their profession. Case Exhibit A. Kim, you suck. He's a gymnast. In fact, he's a He's a, what is it when you're at with that thing and you go over the thing?
Pole vaulter?
Yeah, he's a pole vaulter. And his name is Kim You Suck. So you imagine the people, you know, they're there.
They're chanting, Kim You Suck.
Kim You Suck. Kim You Suck. Now, of course, it's probably okay for him, but it's one of those unfortunate names when you kind of think of it as an English language type of a thing.
I think he might be Korean.
Well, he is Korean, yes, but it's unfortunate for us because something is lost in translation.
I wonder if he's any good.
Exhibit B.
What if he does suck?
Chewcock.
True cock. I don't get it.
Well.
Oh, this is like that story I told.
What story?
With the furries.
No, it isn't. This is just funny. All right. I'm not going to go through all of them. And they're not all going to be Asian.
Wait, what does True cock do for a living?
Well, it doesn't matter. His name is True cock. Number three, a lawyer named Sue Yu.
Oh
my God. I mean, it's like she was born to do it. Could she ever be anything else? It's great. I love it. Number four, Dr. Ted Cadaver, which if you say Cadaver. It, sort of cadaver.
Here's the thing about Dr. Ted Cadaver.
Well, he's scary looking.
Yeah. Would you ever, I don't know, he's general surgery. I wouldn't let this guy touch me.
He's scary looking. I agree.
Look at him.
Well, he's frightening. Yep. Exhibit, however many exhibits we're on.
Ralph.
Melvin Boner. He's an endodontist. Endodontist. Endodontist.
That one's stupid.
I know. It's really dumb. How about if you don't like Dr. Boner, perhaps you'd like Dr. Alan Cockburn.
This is childish.
He's a urologist.
Oh, that one's okay then.
It's funny. He's a urologist. Brad Slaughter, of course, is a meat manager. For a very prestigious grocery store somewhere. And then, well, that one you just can't even, he just has a funny name because you can't really pronounce it. It must be Thai or something? I don't know. That's a really weird name. I think someone actually just played a joke on that guy. Carl thought, blah, blah, blah. Oliver Loser, running for assembly. Oliver Loser wins.
This is like a poor Jay Leno skit.
It so is. I totally thought the same thing. I was like, wow, it's like Jay Leno, but without the audience laughter. You know, you could have laughed a little more. You could have been on my side, buddy.
I wanted to.
I don't know. I've got childish humor. It's true. I mean, the list goes on and on. Willie Stroker. That's a good one.
Willie Stroker.
Yeah, Willie Stroker. Mike Litteris. Mike Litteris.
I don't understand.
Well, if you don't understand, you're a little too young.
Mike Litteris. Mike Litteris.
Yeah.
Are you saying he's illiterate?
Yeah. Something like that.
Mike.
Anyway, we'll put the link to this very childish story
in our show notes,
so that you can see all the rest of them yourself. Sorry, Martin's a little highbrow for this little show.
There was a guy who was his name was, this is true. I remember hearing this on the radio once. His name was, this is just as dumb. His name was Norman Borman, and he was the doorman at a Mormon church.
No! So
Norman Borman, the Mormon doorman. Is there like a leak in there or something? You hear that?
It's like I.
Oh, there is.
What? Oh my God! The ceiling's wet. There's water.
There's water coming down from the ceiling.
We're not kidding.
Colleen?
Oh, my God.
Someone taking a bath up there?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
We've got real problems here. Wait,
put a camera in there. We should document this.
I don't know
what to do.
What do we do?
Maybe we should stop down for a little bit.
I'm afraid of water. Okay, we're stopping.
Okay, we'll be right back. Colleen!
If Leo's still watching, he's freaking out.
We have problems. Okay, but I don't think you understand what's really going on here. What is it? Really? Apparently.
Are we all right?
Apparently, Colleen.
Jillian says, I got it. What the hell are you talking about? Leo, do your show.
Leo's going to be here in 5 minutes. I think he was in the chat room.
That's a lot of water. I mean, right next to some electronic equipment.
Can you imagine if it was in here?
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on out there.
I don't know either. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay, we better finish this show.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, she seemed to be fairly irritated that I was making such a big deal out of it. So,
well,
I'm gonna say okay.
Okay,
you have it under control.
Whew.
So,
yeah, maybe Colleen flushed some brawny down the toilet.
Maybe so. That didn't even seem like that's where the bathroom is, though.
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
I don't know. I think that kid Eric has something to do with this.
I don't want to know.
Something.
I wash my hands of this. So Martin.
Want to do another story?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, do you really though?
do you not want to?
I don't like the guy with the $quadrillion credit
All
card
right.
bill.
There was That's a guy boring. Who had a $quadrillion credit bill, but it was a mistake.
Yeah.
That was my story idea. I have stupid ideas.
Okay. Oh, by the way, that first story we did.
The space story about the toilet. Story,
that was submitted by a viewer. We want to start taking some of your viewer submissions. Nate Lane.
Maybe he's related to me.
Maybe he is.
I don't know any Nathan Lanes in my immediate. Well, obviously not in my immediate, but in my.
Well, Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane. Oh, from the producers?
Yeah.
Well, but he's not like a cousin of mine.
The kind of
rotund guy,
swishy Broadway star.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's related to me. He doesn't come to any of my Thanksgiving dinners.
Oh. Well, anyway.
There are a lot of us Lanes. Anyway,
you have
Nate
the last
Lane, you're the best.
You have the last story, which was also submitted by a viewer.
It was submitted by a viewer by the wonderful name of Tony Colonello.
Oh, that's a great name, too.
Because it says colon.
Colon in it.
Yeah.
Wonder what he does. Maybe he's a proctologist.
Maybe. Arr. Tony, by the way, first of all, thank you, Tony, for the story. We'll let the audience decide if it's really all that fun or if it's just horrifying. But if anyone else wants to submit stories, because I know you guys see stuff throughout the week, I get emails about it all the time. Hey, this could be a fun story for you. Some of the stories we won't cover because maybe they'll seem a little, you know, they might be a little old by the time we get here and we sort of decide
and,
to choose our stories.
We're the experts. We really know how to pick the good stories.
Well, yeah. I mean,
if we prove nothing this show, I think we prove that.
I think so. I can't guarantee that we'll talk about your story. I know I make it seem like it's like really hard to get in, but I would love for us to get more submissions. So submit them to twif at twit.tv. So TWIF at TWIT.tv, or you can send it to either Martin at twit.tv or Sarah at twit.tv. If, you know, for some reason you want him to see it and not me. That's cool too. Do what you got to do. Anyway, Tony submitted a rather disturbing story.
Yeah, another one of those stories. It's not really fun.
It's not really fun. But it's there.
You can't pass it up.
So we're going across the globe, down under, in fact, to a little place in Western Australia. I almost don't really know how to. Let me just read from the article, okay?
Oh, I see.
A man in Western Australia was engulfed in flames when police officers fired a taser stun gun at him. Police say they used the taser on Ronald Mitchell, 36 years old, when he ran at them carrying a container of petrol and a cigarette lighter. So Ronald Mitchell was certainly, he was scaring people. He was in the wrong.
He was also huffing gas.
He was huffing gas and he was not thinking clearly. Now, Mr. Mitchell lives in a remote Aboriginal community, had been sniffing petrol, and they think that the cigarette lighter is what started the fire.
I thought it was the taser.
Well, the taser hit the cigarette lighter and it ignited.
How do you know it just didn't hit his gas-covered face? I think that's what happened.
It would have had to go into his mouth.
No, he's huffing. He's huffing.
He's not. I mean, there's gas all over his face.
The fumes.
Well, I'm just telling you what the police think happened. I don't know what happened. The whole thing is weird. Now, The longer we get into this, the more I'm like, wow, this isn't fun. The poor man. Jeez, poor dude.
Yeah, this is what could have happened to that little Chinese boy who's drinking the gas to get powers.
If he was tasered, he'd be in a world of hurt. So if the gasoline careful. Hadn't cleaned out his insides completely.
You gotta be careful.
Now, the story is actually, it gets weird because there's, you know, the sort of the, you know, the, it's Australia and, it, you know, he's, you know, the Aborigine and there's, you know, maybe some racial tension. And I don't want to get into any of that. I think that whether or not you find this story fun, because it's not in any sense, I think you have
most
to.
Most stories that involve third degree burns are not fun.
No. And the fact that he was huffing. I've heard of huffing glue.
Never heard of huffing gas?
I've heard of huffing, like.
There's an awesome that, movie.
On that
I think
episode
called,
of Intervention, she huffed the computer cleaner.
Dust off. Ween recorded a whole album, supposedly, on that stuff.
Ween, the group?
The band.
Recorded a whole thing on computer cleaner?
Dust off.
No.
Yeah.
Why? Because they were using it?
Because they wanted to get high.
Well, recording a song doesn't mean you're doing it necessarily,
well,
but why else would you do it?
In a cabin and with, I don't
did?
Know. That's what it said on their album notes.
Good Lord.
Is it The Pod? Is that right? I don't know. The Pod? Is that the name of the album?
I don't know. I don't listen to Ween,
could
but
be.
I think they have a song called Sarah, and I always appreciate that, as long as they spell it right.
Do they really?
I think so. It was way back when I was in high school, so
I like that
it was
song.
Like 90 years
Piss
ago.
Piss up a rope.
I don't know that one, but I know that they have a song called Sarah. I only pay attention to stuff involving myself.
On your knees, you big booty bitch, start sucking.
What are you doing?
I don't know. That was a lyric.
Don't say that. Things like that.
Well, none of those words are really that bad.
Yeah,
sorry,
they are. Man. Jeez. That's really gross. Ween? I'm never listening to this band. Jeez.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah. Those aren't bad words.
They are... bad enough.
Tony, you want to cut that out? Okay, thanks. Let's play Tweetbeat.
Okay, let's play Tweetbeat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweetbeat. I said it's time for Tweetbeat. Mr. Moth and Soldiers. Tweetbeat. Are you ready for the one and only
All right, everyone, time to play the game the whole internet is buzzing about. We call it Tweetbeat. Here's how the game works. Sarah, I'm going to give you two words or phrases that people on Twitter might be nattering on about. All you have to do is tell me which one of those they're talking about more incessantly or which one has a louder tweet beat. Do you understand the rules?
I think I do.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Just to drive
it home. Just to make
sure
that I, yeah.
If I said, which has a louder tweet beat, Bin Laden's son or I've got the runs, you might say.
Bin Laden's son.
Correct, because they think that he was killed in an airstrike.
Also, no one really says I've got the runs on Twitter.
In fact, zero people said it. I looked it up.
Okay.
I looked it up.
So that was a really good example.
637 people, however. At 4:30, when I performed these metrics, said Bin Laden's son. 4:30 yesterday.
Okay. I think I understand. I think I'm ready to play.
Now, we're going to do three of these. If you get two incorrect, then I win. If
yeah.
you get two correct, then you win.
It's the standard best out of
and
three.
I think that's correct. I think that we should probably set like maybe like a prize. What should we play for?
Oh, we should play for something.
We should play for
give
something.
Give us an incentive.
Right.
Huh. Okay. Well, I don't have a whole lot of money. I think I'm overdrawn in my bank account right now.
I know the perfect place. It's a real cheap bar.
Oh, I like drinking.
Let's play for some drinks.
That would be great. That
let's
would be great.
Let's play for some
okay,
drinks.
Okay, let's play for
let's
drinks.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to lose the drinks tonight. Okay. Here is your first challenge.
All right.
Which has a louder tweet?
I don't know.
Henry Louis Gates or John and Kate? Henry Louis Gates or John and Kate?
It's not Henry Louis Gates.
It's Louis.
It is?
The W.E.B. Du Bois professor of Africa and African American studies at Harvard University.
No, I mean, I guess I just thought of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. So I was saying it as Louis.
Like Louis Armstrong?
Well, I haven't seen anything on TV about it, so I'm only reading the stuff. So in my mind, it was Henry Louis Gates. No. No. Not because he's black. Because of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Who, by the way, somebody told me was Richard Dreyfus's daughter. And I believed them.
Do you have any idea who Henry Louis Gates is?
Yeah, he's the guy who got arrested. And Obama said that the cops were stupidly.
He's a very prominent, very prominent scholar. Very prominent scholar, yes. And Obama said that it was stupid. They stupidly arrested him after they knew that it was his house that they arrested him in. Don't do that with your lips. It's weird looking.
Why? What's wrong with that? You don't like it? I was making the fish face.
I wonder if he's friends with my
Bill Gates.
Harvard African
Martin's got Harvard friends.
Professor Bioden JFO.
Maybe.
He's a Wolsoyenka scholar.
Okay, so when did you perform these?
Yesterday at 4:30. Now, that's critical for this one.
It is.
Henry Louis Gates or John and Kate?
4:30.
Of course, you know John and Kate.
Oh, yeah, I'm well aware. I used to love them before
I've never seen it.
I used to watch it as an actual fan.
They've been embroiled in some sort of a controversy, from what I understand.
I was a fan. I was an actual fan of this, what seemed like a nice couple with these 8 children who seemed to somehow have it all together.
Yeah.
And she was real bossy, but you figure, well, you got to be bossy if you got 8 kids. And it was, you know, I'm a bossy person, so I actually see some similarities.
I
like to boss a man around.
I almost redid this one because this story has blown up over the past 24 hours.
Here's what I have to admit to you. I've got to admit it to you, and I've got to admit it to our audience.
Like on all the talk shows last night and today. It's really got... But if yesterday at 4:30, go ahead and admit something.
I don't know what you're talking about as far as John and Kate goes. And that's unlike me because I read a little of the online rags here and there.
John and Kate are a constant fixture.
Yeah.
On the Twitter.
Yeah. But yesterday... At 4:30, I had already been seeing this crap on CNN all day about Henry's problem. The mistaken identity stuff. So it was definitely in the news by the time you performed your calculations. Now, John and Kate, something could have happened. I wasn't on my radar. I was watching... What was I watching last night? Oh, 16 and Pregnant, the reunion on MTV. So John and Kate didn't actually cross my path.
Is there dairy in this smoothie?
Non-fat yogurt. So yes. Why, you feeling a little blocked?
Feeling a little lactose intolerant.
Oh dear. Great. Can't wait for the ride home. I'm going to have
All right, we need an answer now.
I'm going to have to go with my gut. It feels pretty good, actually. The flora in my gut is feeling great because I've also been drinking my kombucha. Henry Louis Gates over John and Kate. That's just what I feel in my heart and my soul, and that's my final answer.
Is that your final answer?
That's what I just said, actually. Yeah.
Judges. You are correct.
Hey!
That was way too easy.
I'm always correct.
That was way
these
too easy. Yesterday
seems.
At 4:30, I'll break it down for you. Henry Louis Gates yesterday at 4:30 only had 1,485 tweets. I'm sure today.
It Happy booty been. Dance. Don't look. Stop.
John and Kate had 453. Now I'm also,
what happened with John and Kate? Something happened?
Nothing.
Oh, well.
Oh, you know what? I meant to point out and I forgot. I searched and I added together John and Kate with the ampersand and John and Kate.
I think a lot of people on Twitter would do ampersand.
Yeah, well, I think that's how it's like,
it is
in the show.
Oh.
Anyway, but yeah, also to, you know, squeezing.
Well, in any case, you lost.
You're one for one.
I'm one for one. All I need is another one, and I get free drinks all night long, and I'm ready to drink.
I'm confident, though, because...
You confident?
That one was a giveaway.
What do you mean it was a giveaway?
That one was really easy.
Oh, you...
That was really easy.
Give it to me.
Are you ready for your next challenge?
I'm ready.
Which has a louder tweet to beat? Is it National Mall or Ha Lol? Not halal. Ha Lol.
H-A space L-O-L.
Yes.
Or National Mall.
Or National Mall. Which has a louder tweet to beat?
Ew. I hate this one. Who says Ha Lol? I guess you could say Ha Ha Lol. But you've already said the ha ha. You don't need the lol.
National Mall? In the news.
I don't know what the news is about the National Mall. I hate myself.
Been in disrepair for about 9 years.
You're talking about the one in D.C.?
Yeah.
I've been to that mall.
Yeah.
It was nice when I was in eighth grade, 90 years ago.
It's been
in a bit of a...
The Bush administration did not do a very good job of caretaking.
Oh, Bush administration. You got to keep the mall up.
Yeah. Probably because there were so many protests.
they're like, trampled
maybe, all over
maybe,
it.
Maybe we would let it go by the wayside. People will stop coming. People will stop complaining about everything. National Mall or Halal?
Well, lol.
No, by the way, no one does that.
Halal.
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 Halal. No, not halal.
Not halal.
Halal.
Not, you know, kosher halal.
Yeah. Which is also not spelled H-A-L-O-L.
No, it's not at
it's
all.
It's different. It's this a totally different
space,
thing.
This is ha space lol.
Yeah.
Lol.
Halal or National Mall? Oh, you want to show them your guns? Oh, yeah. Oh, can I have 2 tickets to the gun show? How much is it? Jesus, you look really, like, buff. The hell? What's going on? You've been doing, like, push-ups or something?
HGH.
Oh, HGH. Good call. I don't know. I hate this one. I'm stalling.
I told you.
Stalling. I think that it should be
No, HGH is human growth hormone. It's not some sort of beer.
It's human growth hormone. By the way, someone in the Stick Cam chat room, I've just got to call this person out. K4KFKA says, yesterday Leo revealed it costs about $800 per hour for Twit Live programming. Is this show an example of money well spent? What do you think?
You've been watching it for over an hour.
Jeez. People are so rude. I mean, it's fun. Have a little fun. You know? Let your hair down. I'm going to go with... I'm afraid to say it. I think I'm going to go with... National Mall.
Final?
Yes. It is a final answer, and it is mine and mine alone.
Oh, no. My screen went dead, and I can't reveal the answer. That's back on.
Am I correct?
Judges? You are incorrect!
I knew I was going to be, because
National
you did this
Mall,
stupid thing.
National Mall, 120. Ha! Wall, 250.
Really?
Ha! Wall, ha! Wall, ha! Wall.
I hate people. I hate everyone. I hate myself.
All right. It all comes down to this.
I hate my car.
Oh, shut up.
I hate my car that runs. Hate my car that brought us to Petaluma.
My car
today.
Is in so awful. I mean,
your car doesn't actually work anymore.
It doesn't work at all.
You need it
like,
to be like taken away for scraps.
I was driving
it
back up from Hunter's Point, going over the bridge on Isles Creek there.
Yeah.
And I literally saw stuff falling from underneath the car.
How could you see that if you were in the car?
I was in the car. I could see it in the rearview mirror.
Oh.
Like so hitting the ground.
The car actually fell apart
the
while
car
you were driving
fell, it.
It
made a big noise.
In the bay
apart.
View.
It's like my drivetrain fell out.
Which, you know, depending on what corner you're on, may not be the safest.
I'm stuck on that bridge during rush hour.
Neat.
And I nearly got the AAA lady's like, stay in the car with your, screw that.
I'm out of here.
Off on the bridge.
Well, you know that you could have been killed.
I know. I almost got killed.
You could have been. You could have been killed. Who would I have done the show with?
They didn't want to. They didn't want to give me any. I mean, they didn't want to let anyone else over. Mm. There's two lanes. It was awful. This rider truck nearly destroyed me. Anyway,
so
it's one for one. One and one.
One and one. Wow, this tiebreaker is pretty important.
It's very important
because I really need my juice. So we're gonna have to go to the bar.
Let's
either
play for,
way. No, we're playing for drinks.
Win, I get your car. If you win,
no,
you get
we're
my
playing
car.
For drinks.
All right.
God.
Here is your final challenge.
Who wants to guess if Martin loses this, he'll throw go double or nothing and make up something dumb. That's
here is your final right. challenge. All I don't right. think I'm gonna lose this.
Okay,
I'm
just very, go for it.
Is it? That is to say, which has a lot of tweet beat.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Liddy or P. Diddy? Gordon Liddy or P. Diddy? Which has a louder tweet beat?
P. Diddy.
Final?
Yeah.
Do you know who G. Gordon Liddy is?
Yeah.
Gordon Liddy.
Yeah.
You know that he was on Hardball yesterday?
Yeah.
He was talking about the birther
I didn't watch it.
Thing. Final?
Yeah.
Judges? You are incorrect!
Reverse psychology on me, and I did what I thought I shouldn't do because Gordon I thought that, Liddy, would be the way that would
Gordon Liddy. First of all, okay, Gordon Liddy at 345. Oh. P. Diddy, 145. Oh. He goes by Diddy now. I fooled you.
Oh.
If I had said Diddy or G. Gordon Liddy or Gordon Liddy, then Diddy would have won. But I said P. Diddy. He dropped the P.
That is unfortunate.
Ow.
Well, I am pretty depressed.
You should be.
Oh, I didn't think about the P. Diddy part. I didn't think about the P. Diddy part.
I thought for sure you're immediately going to say, he doesn't go by P. Diddy anymore.
I can't remember that stuff.
Well, I thought you'd be up on that.
I don't know.
Diddy.
I know that he's Diddy.
Diddy Kong.
He changes his name too much. Yeah. How can you know? I still call him Puff Daddy. It's the best one.
I call him Puffy.
I call him Mr. Sean Combs is what I call him.
I call him Sean John.
I'm so sad.
All right. That's the show, everyone.
It's the show.
That's it. I get to feel like a winner for the next week.
Well, you deserve it, buddy.
I really
you deserve
do.
It.
This is pretty much the only, yeah.
I guess the lesson learned from this show is always have David Prager play your games with you.
Oh, man.
And then you will win.
That.
6-6.
I don't like it.
That's unprecedented. Never happened before. Not once.
Yeah.
I guess I can buy you a drink. It's fine.
Terrific.
It's the least I can do for a good friend.
I appreciate that. Hey, everyone, thank you so much for listening or watching, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Please join us next week. We're going to do it all over again, only it'll be a lot better.
In the meantime, go to twit.tv/twiff and subscribe, will you? You can subscribe through iTunes. You can subscribe.
We had a little problem with that. So even if you think that you're subscribed,
it's possible that
you may not be. So even if you always watch it live here, do us a favor and subscribe.
You know what? Actually, that's a very good point. Even if you always watch it live, we were talking about this on the way up that if you watch it live, see, it gets a little weird because
those don't count as views for us.
Yeah. And, you know, when it comes to sponsorships, which of course we're all well aware that one day Martin and I would like to have lots of sponsorships. And it's helpful if our download numbers are healthy because our live numbers actually don't count. But that's the only way you can see us. So it's like you have both. So if you go ahead and subscribe, then you can listen to your favorite parts over and over again. And that's worth $1,000.
Did we already do
right
this?
There.
Am I just have bad memory? Did we plug our wonderful fan site?
Our number one fan, twiffisfun.com.
Twiffisfun.com, everyone.
Aaron Knight, don't think we never did anything for you.
It's fantastic. Go there. He writes all these great little synopses of each show every week. They're very funny. They're very good.
You know what? They are funny.
Twiffisfun.com. There it is right there.
The thing is that Aaron, we had a sort of a fan site contest a while ago when Squarespace was sponsoring us. This is a Squarespace site, of course.
Looks good.
The thing is that... And a lot of people did some really nice stuff. I think we just have to, give Aaron credit for going above and beyond. I mean, he writes sort of, what happened, not word for word, but in his funny little, sort of fanish way. And, we really appreciate it. I mean, we got to hand it to anybody who goes above and beyond the call of duty. All you have to do is listen and we'll be happy. But to run the fan site is really nice. And we're sorry that we don't give you, Aaron, more feedback on a regular basis. That would be kind of hard, but we do want to say how appreciative.
All right,
you
ready to go party?
Twiff is fun.
Let's go party.
What are you doing?
Go party.
Why are you acting like that? Wanna go party?
Yeah.
Wanna get crunked up? Crunk it up.
All right, everyone. We're going to see you next week. Until then, have fun.
Have fun. Twiff out. This week.